Welcome to a fresh new Hot Off the Presses Story and Song podcast. I'm your host, Tim Heath. In this episode, we hear from Judy Rodman and get the backstory to One Way Ticket. Remember, every singer-songwriter has a very personal story to the songs they bring to life. Without further delay, and in her own words, here's Judy and One Way Ticket. Leanne Rimes' song, One Way Ticket. Tell us about the writing of that song.
Well, that was the story of us going across and having a meal and me saying something off the cuff, like, because we can. And that became Because I Can. And then the label wanted to change the title. And Keith and I didn't like that at all. You know, we like One Way Ticket kind of sounds fatalistic, you know, like One Way Ticket, like to, you know, death. But we, you know, what can we do? So we compromised with them, and they put Because I Can in parentheses. So that's where the title came from. And then Chuck Howard heard it from, you know, someone that in Warner Chapel that pitched it to him. And he had this new girl named Leanne Rimes that had this record. The record was Blue. And so he wanted to cut this. It was so different than the song Blue, which was real country, like Patsy Cline-ish kind of country. And this was more of a pop kind of thing. Well, it turned out to be the only number one on her album, on that album. So it, you know, got me a BMI a Millionaire Award. And I'm no longer angry with the song plugger.
Yeah. Like you said, you send them flowers now.
Yeah. Stuff.
That's very funny. So, what's the story behind the song, though? The One Way Ticket.
Oh, well, I got to thinking, Because We Can, Because I Can, and it's the story. In fact, that's another reason I didn't really want to have a teenager sing it. It's about a woman coming to the point of view where she's going to pick up her sad life, and she's going to buy a one-way ticket. You know, to on a westbound train and you know, see how far she could go and not wallow in self-pity anymore. And I needed to write that. You know, I had a lot of brick walls, like we talked about before. And this, you know, I'd hit the brick wall where I wasn't, looked like I wasn't not going to be picked up as an artist again. And it was really because of my age. I had gotten into my 30s by then. Later 30s, and you know, the people that they were signing were young Faith Hills and people like that. So I was angry, and I felt defeated. I felt like a failure, and so I needed to write something. And I wrote my way into the future. Really, is what I did, and so that's where it came from. That's where the spirit of it came from. But I was thinking, like, Leanne Rimes, what is a 16, 15, whatever, however old she was.
She was pretty young.
What does she know about this? But turns out teenagers do know about it. Teenagers have a lot of trauma in their lives, especially now. And they need to learn to start over again and learn to trust the journey, trust the process of getting back up again if you fall down. So I'm really happy that it turned out like it did.
Yeah, I was listening to your explanation of it and thinking back, you know, that would apply to the teenage years when somebody's just coming out of it. Sometimes teenage years can be a bust, and kids resolve that they're going to make the next phase of their life much different. And so there is that proverbial one-way ticket to on a westbound train or a bus, and I'm going to parts unknown, and nobody's going to know what
whatever
I was like
means,
in high school.
Metaphorically. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I think that starts to apply again to people that, 35 and up, that have had enough of life, that things don't go as they plan. And they just think, I'm getting on that train bound, and I'm only buying the one way ticket. So, and because they can, right?
Exactly. Because why? Because I can.
Because I can. And so here we go with One Way Ticket. Boy, that sure is a I'm going to reclaim my life kind of song, isn't it?
Yeah. That's so cool. You played the demo. Yeah, that was the original demo of that song.
Yeah.
You know, Leanne Rimes recut it, and she turned it. She turned the groove all around. It's gorgeous. She put a Tracy Chapman-type groove behind it.
Okay.
She just in the last couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Yeah.
The thing I like about it, again, something you don't hear too much in current songwriters, a key change.
Oh yeah.
How nice.
And you gotta be careful with that, because sometimes just changing the keys for the heck of it, when there's not a really good reason, can sound like, I don't know, kind of dated, or and also like the, well, like the past, you know, like a Disney thing or something. But that felt like victory. You know, that felt like it needed it.
Well, so, you know, a key change at the right place gives new energy to the song.
Right.
You know, at
right,
the point you
right,
think,
with
well,
the right place, right.
Am I about to do the same old thing with the third verse? No.
Mm-hmm.
Find
mm-hmm.
the point, hit the key change, new energy to it. And, you know, it hit it just perfect. I have to tell you, I was listening to that. I'm going, the first time through, by the way, when I listened, for some reason, I didn't key on that key change. I didn't zero in on
this
it.
Feels
but this
feels like
time,
it flows, doesn't it? It flows into it.
Yeah, it does. It's really good. Well done. And that was your demo. That was the song you sent me, by the way, so that's why I used it.
And, yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
Good song. That would
Mike Chapman played on that.
Oh, okay.
The guy that ended up, you know, being the bass player in our band. That's how long I've been working with him.
Wow. Yeah. And so that song was written, what, in the mid-90s?
Yeah, I think I
early
can't
90s?
Exactly remember when that came out, but early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, Blue came out, I think, in 96. So
yeah, it was on that album. Right.
Okay. Wonderful. That good stuff. So is there anything else? That was a wonderful story and an amazing song by Judy Rodman. For the complete interview with Judy, go to localopenmic.com or follow the link in the show notes to go directly to her episode. It's easy to become a fan of Judy Rodman. Click the follow button for the Story and Song podcast and get notified each time a fresh story and song is published. Thanks for listening this far. For the Story and Song podcast, I'm your host, Tim Heath.